I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Dell computers used to be among the best-selling PCs on the market in homes and businesses everywhere. But recent years have seen charges of problematic accounting and bad customer service on the part of Dell, and computers that break. A New York Times story on Tuesday brings to light some incriminating evidence against Dell. Ashley Vance reported the story for the paper.
There's a lawsuit that has been filed in North Carolina, and in that lawsuit, some documents have been unsealed, which show that Dell suffered from some faulty capacitors on its desktop computer motherboards. It basically shows that Dell seems to have known about these issues and kind of struggled to deal with them.
What was the problem with the capacitors? What were they doing?
Somebody had gotten a bad recipe for some of the chemicals that go into the capacitors, and this was causing them to burst at the seams, and nasty chemicals would leak out onto the motherboards, and then all the current on the systems would break down, and so basically the computers became unusable.
How many computers are we talking about?
This was an industry-wide problem at the time, and HP, Dell, Apple are known to have suffered from it, but it looks like, according to Dell's own documents, from 2003 to 2005, they shipped at least 11.8 million computers that had this problem.
So if Apple and HP had some of these same components and some of these same issues, why is Dell the focus of this litigation?
According to my conversations, HP and Apple stopped shipping these faulty computers much earlier. Dell shipped this on their mainstream desktop line that goes to business and government customers.
And then when this issue was discovered, what was Dell doing to fix it or not doing to fix it?
Right. To Dell's credit, they extended their warranty on these systems. When some customers called to complain, Dell would come and replace the motherboards. The problem was that even some of the customers where it was replacing the motherboards, it was putting in faulty motherboards again.
This isn't just an issue of computers in the home. This was going out to businesses.
Yeah, actually, we've got Walmart, Wells Fargo, the Mayo Clinic, the University of Texas, government customers, you name it.
As Ashley says, these faulty parts weren't just in Dell's. They were in Apple's, HP computers, stuff you might have at home or in the office. So let's get some tech support here. Matt Wold is with Geek Squad, a computer service company. Matt, if the capacitor in my computer breaks, what does that look like?
A lot of times what we see in a blown capacitor is almost like this Coca-Cola fizzing just a little bit off the top or the side. It normally crusts over pretty quickly. So there's not a lot of leakage or fluid that comes out of this very small component.
How can you tell if your capacitor is leaking?
You probably won't know if it's leaking, but you'll know if it's blown or damaged in some way because either a component of your device will cease to function, or in times what you'll find is that the computer will not boot at all, or it'll boot up, work for a little while, and then just suddenly shut off on you or do some really kind of crazy thing. So any computer usage that seems abnormal could definitely be a cause from a blown capacitor.
If it's on the motherboard, how likely is it that you're going to have a fire?
You know, I've been around computers that have had blown capacitors before, actually quite a few of them, and there's no scorching inside the motherboard. There isn't any damage to any other components around that capacitor, so I would not worry about the computer catching on fire.
So your computer might be ruined. You might need to bring it in and get it worked on. You might need to get it replaced, but it's not going to be spewing poison and burning your house down. Most likely.
That is correct.
And producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hi, Larissa.
Hey, John. So the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers says 81% of its members have used material from Facebook and Twitter and MySpace in divorce proceedings.
81%. Well, I guess people live online now, so, you know, no need to hire detectives anymore if it's already all out there public.
Right. Here's an example they gave. There's a mom who swears in court she doesn't smoke pot and then posts pictures of herself on Facebook doing just that.
Then there's another one. This guy on Match.com, his profile says he's single and childless, and meanwhile, in the real world, he's seeking custody of his kids, the ones he said didn't exist.
Oh, Dad.
You can read more of these examples online. FutureTense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.